Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 10, Number Your Days. Today's focus scripture is taken from Psalm 90, 12, which reads, "So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." How many times have you said to yourself, "Where did the day go?" Sometimes when you think about how you spent your time, you can't remember half of what you did. Here is one of the greatest lessons I have learned in my weight loss journey. I would never gain control over my life unless I gained control over my day. The Bible asks you to live mindfully each day. When you acknowledge how limited your time on earth is, as the scripture advises, you understand how important it is to use that time wisely. Taking care of your health is certainly a wise use of your time. The late motivational speaker Jim Rohn once said, "Some people don't do well because they don't feel well." Having a healthier body will enable you to enjoy your life more and have greater energy to make an impact on others. Since you want to lose weight, then a certain part of each day must be spent on making sure that you stay on track with your health goals. Just to give you some ideas, here are a few things that I do to stay on track with my goals. I keep a fruit bowl stocked on my dining room table, usually with apples, pears, oranges, and occasionally bananas, to make it easy for me to have a healthy snack when I get hungry. I take time to fill up a water jug so that I can drink water regularly throughout the day. I take time to batch cook on Saturdays and put meals in the freezer to make it easy to eat healthy when I get busy during the week. I take time to schedule what exercise I plan to do each week and post it on the refrigerator. I take time to mentally review the vision I have of the level of fitness I want to achieve. I remind myself that every day I am moving closer to my goal. I take time to pay attention to any discouraging thoughts that are contrary to God's word, and I take them captive to the obedience of Christ, as the Bible advises us to do, according to 2 Corinthians 10:5. So decide what your priorities are and resolve to set up your daily life to spend time on them. And at the end of your life, you will have the satisfaction of knowing that you spent your time on this earth wisely and that you made a difference. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.